The French Revolution is without a doubt one of the turning points in the history of the Western world. Telescoped within that brief period from 1789 to the early 1800s, there emerged many of the major political and social ideologies that would subsequently come to fruition in Europe and the world from the 19th to the 21st centuries. From liberalism, democracy, and republicanism, to nationalism, socialism, feminism, abolitionism, and dechristianization. The wars that ensued between France and the rest of Europe, first under the Republican government, and thereafter under Napoleon Bonaparte, carried many of the ideals of the revolution throughout Europe, and eventually across much of the world. These are some of the reasons why historians, political scientists, and others have continued to debate the revolution, how it originated, how it evolved over time, why it became violent, why and how it came to an end. In examining the history of the French Revolution, one of the most difficult problems to resolve, in my opinion, is the origins of the terrible factionalization that beset the French during this period. To some extent, such divisions involved major ideological differences between those promoting, on the one hand, the new value system of democracy, republicanism, and a renewal of the church and religion, and on the other, those demanding a return to the monarchy of the old regime and to Orthodox Catholicism. But far more difficult to comprehend are the terrible factional divisions that arose among men and women who ultimately supported the same basic values of the revolution, and why the revolutionaries began not only killing their opponents, but also killing one another. I believe there are five tightly interrelated causative factors. First, the fear and suspicion of real or potential enemies among the various elements in society. Second, the spread of a rumor, supported notably by the mistrust, uncertainty, and confusion over various interpretations and misinterpretations in the media, essentially the early revolutionary press, which differed wildly in political positions and accuracy. And the perceived need by a great many people to develop what sociologists refer to as improvised news to explain their situation. Third, a growing obsession with conspiracy, sometimes real, but far more commonly imagined and strongly supported by rumor. Fourth, an ever-increasing demonization of the other, a tendency to see the perceived opposition as not only wrong, but evil. And fifth, the political mobilization of such fears by a small number of politicians to help promote their own ambitions. Over time, the fears and suspicions supported by rumor seemed to metastasize into the obsession of a monolithic grand conspiracy in which all of one's perceived enemies were thought to be working together. It was this atmosphere of suspicion, fear, and conspiracy obsession which explains the terrible factional struggles in the national assemblies of the period between Feuillants and Jacobins, and subsequently between Girondins and Montagnards. Factional struggles that often led both sides to seek physically to eliminate their rivals, usually by means of the guillotine. Nevertheless, the dark side of the revolution, based on the emotions of fear and hatred, was at least partly counterbalanced by the emotions of enthusiasm and love, love in its collective form of fraternity. We should not underestimate the importance among the bulk of society, first of the numerous great oath-taking ceremonies of allegiance to the revolution, second of the popular revolutionary festivals, and third of the fraternal banquets in the streets of Paris and the other large cities of France. It was only the strong sense of fraternity and nationalism that enabled the majority of the population to come together to fight a series of wars that saw France threatened across every frontier, and ultimately, under Napoleon, to conquer much of Europe. What might all this mean for the situation in contemporary America? I am absolutely not a specialist in American history, but I cannot avoid seeing certain parallels between late 18th century France and the 21st century United States. The metastasis of fear, the obsession with conspiracies, the suspicion and demonization of one's opponents, the widespread rumors, now based especially on the echo chamber effects of the internet and on the power of improvised news, or in present parlance, of the accusation of fake news. I would only hope that Americans might somehow come to realize, as many revolutionaries ultimately did, that in terms of essential values, there is still more that binds us together than that separates us. That the great majority of citizens can learn to debate and discuss their differences and not perceive their opponents as essentially evil. And that negotiation and compromise can be seen as the essence of a democratic regime. Are such hopes wildly optimistic? Perhaps, but I can only hope that they are not.